From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. stocks were down at the close of Wednesday's trading after a day of fluctuating prices. Earlier Wednesday, in Asia and Europe, the Europe Stocks 50 Index gained, Japan's index rose, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index closed a little bit lower. Wednesday's trading followed days of wild price swings in global markets. A senior U.S. cybersecurity officer has told NBC News that Russian hackers successfully penetrated the voter registration rolls of several U.S. states before the 2016 presidential election. Jeanette Manfra is the head of cybersecurity at the Department of Homeland Security. She said Russia targeted 21 states, and an exceptionally small number of them were actually successfully penetrated. NBC News said it contacted the 21 states that were targeted. Five states, including Texas and California, said they were never attacked. The U.S. White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter, one of President Trump's top aides, said on Wednesday he would resign following accusations of domestic abuse from two former wives. He did not say when his resignation would be effected. Porter is a senior advisor in charge of much of the documentation that goes to President Trump for his signature. He announced his resignation in a statement after his former wives made accusations against him in published reports. DailyMail.com quoted Colby Holderness as saying that Porter choked and punched her during their marriage. Intercept.com quoted former wife Jennifer Willoughby as saying that Porter was abusive. Reuters has not independently confirmed the claims. This is VOA News. One day before a threatened U.S. government shutdown, Senate leaders on Wednesday struck a bipartisan deal that would keep the federal government funded for 2 years, but it leaves contentious immigration topics unaddressed. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
If enacted, the accord would give Americans a 2-year reprieve from Washington's chronic fiscal drama and the threat of government shutdowns. The package would boost spending on national defense and domestic programs, ending years of budget caps Republicans argued were hollowing out America's military and Democrats said were harming the needy. Senate leaders were racing against the clock with federal funding set to expire at midnight Thursday. But not everyone is on board. Bipartisan immigration discussions have yet to strike a deal protecting immigrants brought to America as children who will be at risk of deportation next month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
At least 6 people are now confirmed dead from Tuesday's strong earthquake in Taiwan, which left at least 2 buildings partially collapsed and tilting at dangerous angles. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 6.4 magnitude quake struck just before midnight local time near a popular tourist destination on Taiwan's eastern quake. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he's encouraged by Colombia's progress in the reduction of coca growth.
We will continue to work with Colombia to support these efforts, where we can be of assistance as well. This is a shared challenge for both of our nations as well, to work together to undermine the transcriminal organizations that create the networks that are devastating for citizens in Colombia, and they're devastating to the American people as well.
As he left Colombia, he told reporters that the United States is seriously considering imposing major restrictions on Venezuela's oil industry. He said President Trump will make the final decision. Negotiations between Venezuela's government and opposition have now broken down after they failed to reach an agreement on a formula for upcoming presidential elections. Talks aimed at resolving Venezuela's grinding political and economic crisis have been taking place for weeks in the Dominican Republic, but the uphill effort fell apart, with the two sides accusing one another of grandstanding and negotiating in bad faith. The president of the Dominican Republic, one of the international mediators, said Wednesday the talks had entered an indefinite recess after government negotiators left the island. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.